listening to a podcast on the Black Fur Network.
Episode 36, Becky Watts. 16-year-old Becky Watts was reported missing in February 2015. Her distraught father called 999, stating she had not been seen since the previous day. An intense search and police investigation ensued, but would result in a horrific discovery. And now we'll discuss crimes like these. Hello and welcome to Crimes Like These with me, SJ.
And me, Paul.
And me, Sam.
Good evening, co-hosts. How are we?
Hey, is that a new greeting?
Good.
I don't know. It just came to me. It is evening, though, to be fair. How are we?
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I've got a sore tongue from my dentist appointment.
You're talking better than you were in that voice note earlier.
I know. That was absolutely hilarious. You sounded quite special.
The thing is, so they did the local anaesthetic. Here we go. Let's just not talk about the murder already, Sam. They did the local anaesthetic and it took a while to kick in. So they kind of continue. I'm not scared of the dentist, it's fine. So they continue with the procedure before it kicked in. And then, like, as I was leaving, I was on the way home. And like music came on and the song Bedrock came on. And at this point, I hadn't spoken when my lisp had kicked in. And then I was like,
oh, she's gone.
Because I like to sing in my car. So I was singing on my home and like the Nicki Minaj bit started and I was like, here we go. So the line where she goes, let me put this pussy on your sideburns. So I done that. It was like, let me put this pussy on your sideburns. and then she goes, and I'll be coming off the top asbestos. And
I was going, no.
And I'll be coming off the top asbestos. And I was like, asbestos.
This is all staying in. This is all staying in. That is brilliant.
And then we
do you have a dash cam?
No. But I was just laughing to myself in the car like some maniac. And then when I pulled up, I was like, I've got a voice note, Nick. So voice note, because the lisp was still there at this point, so I voice note when he didn't reply back. Just like, who the fuck am I with? Are you okay, hon?
Oh, that is brilliant. That is golden. Also, you are the third person that I know today who has had a something at the dentist.
Oh. Weird.
So my colleague who I work with, she had a molar out.
Oh.
It took them an hour and she said she was covered in blood.
Oh, my God.
No way.
And I was like, oh, my God, don't tell me anymore because I've got real fear about the dentist through traumatic childhood with braces and extractions and all yeah. But yeah, we had a meeting at 4:30 and she just kind of like answered the call and she got like her head in her hands and she was just like,
oh, well,
she looked in so much pain. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else who joined the call, he was like, oh, my wife has been to the dentist and had an extraction as well. And I was like, oh my God, why is he with stay in dentist?
Wow. Yeah.
Crazy.
No, mom was just, luckily mom was just a fill-in. They were like, you've got really nice teeth. I was like, you've just done a fill-in. But I'll take it.
Or you've a further fill-in.
Well, touch wood. I don't have any fillings and I've still got my wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
And I don't have any problems.
Yeah.
But touch wood that, yeah.
Yeah, touch wood because now you wait 3 days' time.
Do not jinx me, Paul. Do not jinx me because I'll be sending you the bill. I will be sending you the bill. Because it ain't cheap nowadays. I mean, it never was cheap, but you know.
No.
Nothing's cheap nowadays.
Nothing is cheap nowadays.
Very true. I have been playing a new PlayStation game. Also, I bought a PS5 at the weekend and I was very, very happy. It's very sad, I know. So I've been playing a new game that I've been wanting to play for a long time. And I upgraded my PlayStation Plus, so I've got it within the package deal. So I was like, download it straight away. And I literally want to spend my life on it. It's called Graveyard Keeper.
Okay.
And it's it's kind of like, you know, these like cozy like farming simulator games.
Oh,
like like Stardew Valley, Animal Crossing, stuff like that, Farmville and all that. It's basically that, but like a morbid version. So you have to tend to a graveyard. So you have to autopsy the bodies. You have to dig the graves.
This is such a you game.
I know.
How did I create this with you in mind?
Honestly, I'm having so much fun with it. I just want to play it all day, all day.
That reminds me though. Have you had that?
What?
I'm speaking to Sam or the new Paul Tiffer, because I know you don't really go on TikTok. But mine and Sarah's FYP is very similar. But there's a page that's come up about, like, a post that's come up confirming why men are hired for morgues more than women.
Is it because men are more prone to necrophilia?
Yeah. I saw that. I nearly sent it to the group and I thought, I must do that. And then I got distracted and I didn't send it. But yes, that has been all over my FYP this week.
Okay, well, just to make something clear there, I didn't deliberately stomp on your story. I was actually joking.
Oh, no. No. They hire women instead of men because men are,
I mean, I don't really understand.
It's much harder for women, to be fair.
That's very true.
Excuse the pun.
That's really true. Yeah, but still.
God.
I know. It's just.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That is a rough one, that, isn't it?
It is. It really is a rough one, yeah. But yeah, I totally saw that video and I was just like, what? And then I was like, well, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah. See, I didn't even see the reason why to start with. It was like, because I didn't know that was a fact. And then when the fact come up about more men being hired in morgues, I was like, I know why this is. And then they confirmed it. And I was like, fucking excellent. Let's add that to the list.
Of why men are shitty.
Do not hate all men, but yeah.
But it's most of them, let's be honest.
You know, men that rape corpses, definitely shitty.
Absolutely. Yeah, yes, we'll put them in the sheep pile.
Another video that I saw, I think it was on TikTok in a similar vein, about a girl telling her two friends about a story about another friend that got a rash. And she went to the doctors and they didn't know what it was at first, but they tested for everything. They thought she was allergic to something at first, and then blah, 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 blah.
I know what this is, yeah.
Yeah, and then it turned out her boyfriend had been partaking in necrophilia and it was dead skin that had infected her.
Yeah.
Oh,
she had like a flesh eating virus ending.
It's like a flesh eating thing.
Impotent tiger, is it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I mean, one of the med reasons not to do things with a corpse.
One of many, many reasons.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, you've got to be pretty horny to get over that revulsion, haven't you? Like, can you imagine how cold it would be?
Oh, just.
Some people like that, though.
Well, yeah, that's why that's why some people murder.
Savile. Let's get that out of the way right now.
Oh, yeah. Mark your bingo cards.
Yeah. I don't think we've had one of them marked off for a while.
No, there we haven't, go, Paul. Actually. There we go. Paul's mentioned a paedophile. Brilliant.
Well, all I've been doing is decorating the downstairs toilet, so should we just get on with it?
I'm happy to crack on. It's your choice anyway, Paul.
It is, yeah. So we're doing the murder of Becky Marie Watts. I'm just going to give you a quick rundown, just of her life, just quickly, because it's, I think it's relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, relevant to a point. So Becky was raised by her mum and dad until, sorry, she wasn't. Her mum and dad split up before she was even born. So she was born into an already split family, was then living with her mother, who was neglecting her, to cut a long story short. Her father, Darren, applied for custody, eventually got custody because they were being mistreated. Like one time, for example, we went to go pick them up for a weekend stay, and Becky didn't have any shoes. Like, and he went into the house to get her a pair of shoes, and it turned out she just didn't have any.
Yeah, that's... I don't even know where to start with that.
It's horrific,
I really don't.
Right?
Exactly. It's scummy, because obviously he was paying his...
Yeah, he was paying his child support. He was buying them new clothes at the weekend. Oh, also her little brother, Danny? Yeah, Dan. They were both his kids.
Yeah.
Brother and sister.
Yeah.
So after that point is raised, Becky and Danny get put into foster care. For a period of time, I can't remember how long.
I don't think it was too
long.
It wasn't that long.
But Darren eventually got custody, and they went with him and his new wife, whose name I also can't remember.
Angie,
thank you. We're spelled with a J.
Which I thought was weird. A bit strange.
Yeah, never seen that before. No. So Angie and Becky got on very, very well. Becky absolutely loved her. She was like her idols, like the mother figure she never had. Angie had a son, Nathan, who was also, oh, he's living with his grandmother, right?
Yeah, he lived not too far away with his grandmother, yeah.
Yeah, because she was in a bad relationship previously, wasn't she, Angie? Yeah. So she sent, rather than getting out of the relationship, she sent Nathan to live with his nan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
So he lived at the house, but he did go back and stay there at weekends. He got on very well with Danny. So they had a lot in common. They liked to game and whatnot. He took an instant, it seems, disliking to Becky.
Yeah.
He said, even at a young age, he said she was loud and annoying. And he didn't.
He thought she did things for attention. Like she battled an eating disorder, didn't she?
Yeah, anorexia, yeah.
Yeah, and she eventually got over it, but he thought that she was just doing it for attention.
Yeah. But, I mean, either way, even if you were doing it for attention at 11 years old.
Yeah.
But she'd obviously already had kind of a traumatic life up to this point.
Mm.
So maybe, who knows? And I'm not saying one way or the other. Maybe she was doing it for attention. But even if she was, that's still an issue. Like, that's still a big problem.
Absolutely, yeah.
Regardless of the motive, that's still a massive problem. At 11 years old.
Yeah, I mean, that just shows. I mean, that's, you know, quite a significant age as well. 11, you know, you're not really a child, and you sort of like coming into your sort of like pre-teen era, aren't you?
I mean, you're speaking from a female perspective. I'm male and was very definitely a child at 11.
It's a difficult age. I think anything, you know, between the ages of 11 and 13, I think they're the sort of...
I mean, you're just starting secondary school as well.
Exactly.
Your life's changed a great deal, like in a very short amount of time.
You're probably going to create new friendship groups, and you're going to leave the, you know, your primary school friendship groups behind, maybe as well.
Yeah, I think that's the. I think from a female perspective, I think that is the thing around about that age. It very much depends upon your friend group and if you have them or don't have them. I feel like girls are. Lads can like fight and scrap, and obviously lads do get bullied. That's not saying they don't, but girls can just be vicious at that age.
It's a different kind of bullying. Psychological with women. It's like psychological. At least with boys, like we fight and it's over.
Yeah. It's more physical, isn't it? Whereas
I mean, we might have to fight twice, but you know, at some point it will be over.
Exactly. Yeah, so, you know, and I think if you have that side of bullying, that like a sort of emotional side of things, it can, I think that's quite prevalent in why she, why Becky ended up with an eating disorder.
Yeah, I mean, not to mention, these days the bullying doesn't stop at school; like it carries on through social media. Like, and, they can be horrible.
Oh, like,
really fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So anyway, yeah, Becky's anorexic, but her dad's like, he's a really good dad. He seems to me like, like a really good guy.
Yeah.
And like, because he was worried about her. He knew she was like anorexic or at least had an eating disorder. He sort of encouraged her to, rather than, because she was asking for like low fat ready meals and things like that at home.
Yeah.
And he was like, wait a minute, this is my 11-year-old daughter. So he was like, I encouraged her to sort of work out rather than lose weight by eating crap, basically.
Less. Yeah, exactly.
And so he bought her some boxing gloves and he would have her work out with him on like a heavy bag and things like that. But like all people that aren't into that, you eventually she's going to get bored of it. So she stopped and like, but she did get better. Like the anorexia, she got over it. She put on a healthy amount of weight again and she was happy by all accounts. And getting on very well with Angie. I'll come back to that. So Nathan, by this point, had, I think he'd moved back in, hadn't he?
I thought he was still living at his grandmother's.
Yeah, I didn't have him moving back at all, to be fair.
His timeline I found a little confusing, to be honest.
Well, we'll get into that, won't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm fluffing this right up. I was...
It seems really, like you're really excited to talk about it.
Yeah.
I've never seen you so animated.
I always find the earlier stuff a little bit boring, but I just think it's relevant here.
It is relevant.
Yeah. It is.
So all this time, Angie and Becky were getting on like a mother and daughter. Like they saw each other like a mother and daughter. They were very close. But also Darren and Nathan had gotten close. Like he kind of, he saw him as a father figure and he respected him. He did what he asked. He did chores for him. Like he left school, went on to study to be an electrician, was delivering pizzas like in the evening on a moped that Darren had bought him. But he had an accident and got hit by a car, trashed the bike. Did you see the pictures?
No, I didn't see the pictures actually.
Yeah. Because I did wonder, like, I don't know if it was, he was significantly injured. I think he was a bit banged up. But I did wonder whether there was some kind of head wound or whether something here had changed.
Yeah. I thought the same thing.
And that's pure speculation. That's like bro science.
Bro science.
No, but it is quite, we've seen that reoccurring in a lot of cases previous where they've had like a head trauma and it, and then have gone on to commit heinous crimes. Yeah. So whether that was the result or whether it's coincidence, but yeah, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, so coincidentally, another kind of traumatic, not traumatic, but another influential thing happened to Nathan. He met, fucking hell, my fucking phone. Sorry, listeners, my phone closed and I'm now trying to unlock it with my face while talking to get to my fucking notes. Okay, so he met a girl called Shauna, and you're not going to believe this, whore.
Yeah, it's not spelled the same though.
It's not. But
it's not. It's spelled with a H.
Everyone deserved
it. It's spelled with a H.
Can we please confirm the age difference here? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yes. So, let's talk about the age difference.
Because this was the thing, though, as well, wasn't it, that Darren had picked up with a few times with Nathan about driving around with underage girls, and he didn't like that. Because there was a few, even though Nathan respected Darren, Darren did pick Nathan up on quite a lot of things. Yeah. But then Nathan would blame
Becky.
Becky. And say like that it was her, that
because he once came home with like four like 12-year-old girls or something, didn't he? And Darren was like, oh no, you take them home.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he'd like picked them up in his car or something, hadn't he? And he just like rocked up at home with them and he Darren was like, no, we're not doing that.
As if yeah.
I mean this is a sign of things to come as well, so he
The guy was like a red flag from an early.
But only from the accident. That's why I thought. Like before
was the underage
showed
girl thing from the accident?
No, yeah, well, it was since the accident, I mean. Like, before that, he seemed to be on a straight path. He was training to become an electrician. He was working in the evening. He was toeing the line, so to speak.
Yeah.
Was he in the TA before that, though?
No, cadets.
Yeah, but he had problems there, didn't he? So was this after the accident, still after the accident?
I think that might have been before the accident, because I know that Darren signed him up for like a cadet, like a outing. I don't know what they're called. What they're called?
Exercise?
There's every military and ex-military person ever listening to this podcast.
Screaming.
Hate me right now. And I was in the cadets, weirdly.
Really?
The Marine cadets I was. Yeah.
Okay.
I was.
Oh, very cool.
Not for very long.
You don't like authority, do you?
No, I don't. I'm a walking contradiction, because I hate being told what to do, but at the same time, I am an avid rule follower. It's a real quandary in my life.
So you only like certain types of authority, basically.
Yeah, like I don't like being directly told what to do by somebody.
Yeah, but if it's a general rule.
If it's a general rule, I'll
follow it to the absolute letter. Like, I will drive around an empty car park following the arrows. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, I'm exaggerating. But, like, I don't do that.
I don't do that.
Yeah, I will follow rules to the letter. Not that one, that's stupid. But...
good to know. What about IKEA? That's the test.
IKEA? I've only ever been there once.
Because you have to follow, you have to go around.
Yeah, but if you don't, you don't leave.
I know.
Yeah. So you kind of have to.
It is true. I started to panic a bit.
I was like, what the fuck, man? I'm in here. I can't get out. It's like some weird alternate dimension.
That's it, yeah. It is. You have to follow their directions.
Bedrooms and bathrooms and fucking... I'm looking for a warehouse. What?
If you find the TARDIS, don't go in there. Jesus.
Yeah. I couldn't handle that. Oof.
No.
Anyway, but yeah, back sorry. To the murder. The age difference between Nathan and Shauna.
Yeah, so she was 14.
Yeah.
And he was
21.
21? Yeah, he was 21, yeah. But he said when he bought her home for the first time, he said she was 19. And Darren didn't buy it. And he was like, she's clearly not 19. Take her away, please.
He wanted a birth certificate. And
he did.
Because
he
said, she's 19. And he was like, I want a birth certificate. Couldn't provide one because obviously she wasn't. She was 14. But then the moment she turned 16, he was like, here's her birth certificate. Like, as if, like, you still wouldn't turn around and go, yeah, mate, that's still fucked up.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I still don't approve.
Yeah.
Let's just take a minute to just emphasize what a genuinely good guy Darren is. Because, like, we talk about a lot of shitty dads on the show and, like, a lot of shitty people. But Darren, man, he's as solid as they come. Like,
absolutely.
He's like salt of the earth. Genuine, just a very sort of quintessentially British dad.
Yeah. He reminds me a lot of my dad in a lot of ways. Like, not the way he looks, but like...
No, but yeah, he's general.
The general, yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Because there was one story that I heard there where it was late at night one night and he was just going to bed and Becky came downstairs and wanted him to cook her a frozen pizza at the freezer. But he wanted to go, but it was late, but because she'd had battles with anorexia, he would never refuse her food, so he stayed up and made her the pizza, took it up to her bedroom, knocked on the door and said, room service, joking around. That's exactly the sort of shit my dad, well, he never would have made me the pizza, but like, if he had.
To be fair, my dad would have, and I think that's why it's like, it was kind of like heartwarming, because it was like... My dad would have, as much as I would say, like, they'd have turned around and told me to do it myself, my dad wouldn't. He would have done it for me, to be fair.
I think my dad would as well.
Yeah, so my dad wouldn't. I've got a really fond memories of my dad used to come upstairs, wake me up in the night and say, we're having chips. Do you want some chips? And I'd go,
that's so cute.
He would piggyback me downstairs and we would all sit and eat a bowl of chips as a family. I've got loads of memories like that.
That's so cute. I love stuff like that.
I had the best parents ever.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's really nice. But yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Aww. Have a weird tangent.
Anyway, back to the murder.
He's sixes. Nope, still got the lisp. It's still there.
So after he initially, So after he initially boots her out for being underage and telling him birth certificate or don't come back, 2 years later, Nathan turns up with Shauna with a birth certificate.
Yeah.
Oh, look, she's 16.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, he's 23 now.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
So weird. But and Shauna had, like, Shauna had a rough upbringing there as well, didn't she? She was, like, in foster care from when she was five, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, like, when I was 14, I would not have been interested in going around with a 21. I would have felt way intimidated. It would have given me the creeps, and I'd have been
21's
like,
an adult when you're that age. You're like, that's an a grown-up adult.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or supposed to be, anyway.
Yeah.
In his case, but yeah.
Oh, it's so, I hate shit like this. I hate paedophilia. It's so wrong.
Yeah. It's just, it just makes you feel icky, doesn't it? Like sick and makes your flesh crawl.
There is something about, and it's like, obviously young children is the worst.
Yeah.
But there's something creepier about the adults going for the schoolgirl thing, right?
Yeah.
It, to me, I just feel like that's creepier because, I don't know, I've seen things like that. You know, when you're at school, you come out the gates and that. I remember seeing there was this one guy there all the time picking girls up, and they were like, clearly he was not a relative, do you know what I mean? And I remember that to this day. Yeah. And like, not just him, but other people. Like, it was just creepy, you know?
I think when they're really, really young, it's like, oh my God, it's disgusting. It's flat out like just seen as like abuse. Like the child will see it as abuse, an adult will see it as abuse.
Yeah.
Whereas like when they're like a teen, like a young teen, still underage, it's like it's grooming, and that it's a different, like it's I wouldn't say. If you're susceptible to that, you wouldn't sort of be like, I'm being abused. It'd be like, oh, I'm with like 21-year-old who's got a car. And but then they can groom you not only to be their partner, but also to be a certain way or to do things for them.
There's a certain level of manipulation in that makes it kind of worse. Not worse, but because obviously children is worse, but like manipulation. It's hard. It's such a hard subject to talk
about. It's like they become a participant rather than like with a child. It's like they don't have an option because they're a child. Yeah. Like it's like a child is an adult.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
like a 13-year-old, even though it's a child, it's like they're making that decision themselves, and they have their mindset then changed, and they make those decisions. You're right. Manipulation is the correct word.
Yeah. It's like they play on the fact that 13-year-olds want to be adults. Like they want to, that's when you start, well, I'm an adult. I want to live an adult life. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Exactly. You're an idiot, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ain't got a clue what you're doing, do you?
No.
No, absolutely not. No.
I still don't.
Just winging life.
Yeah. So Nathan used to do horrible things to Becky. Like he would pick arguments with her for no reason. He would grab her by the shoulders and shout in her face and scare the shit out of her. And he thought it was funny. Like this is sadistic. Like this is already and that's just in front of his family. Like this is not something he's hiding. Like this is just something he's doing. Darren, I don't know what Darren was doing about this. I don't know if he was aware of this. Because I never saw or read anything about him. Like,
no.
He seemed pretty...
He didn't punish him or anything, did he?
No. No.
No.
Well, not yet.
No, not yet.
Because Becky was quite taken with Shauna. She was kind of, I think she looked up to her a bit. She wanted to be her friend. But Shauna had no interest in being Becky's friend. She was 4 years younger. She could bring nothing to the table. Becky would give her old clothes, like to try and win her affection and things like that. And Darren was there one day when he was doing it. And in front of everybody, Shauna, Nathan and Becky, he told her off and said, like, don't keep giving her things. Like, she's not grateful for it. She doesn't want to be your friend. Just stop trying to buy her friendship. And then he turfed Becky and Nathan out. But Nathan, for some reason, wasn't mad at Darren at all and blamed it all on Becky. So this is what I think seemed to be the catalyst, or what I could, the last sort of major incident I could find before weird shit happened. On the 19th of February, 2015, Darren can't find his daughter. Nobody can find Becky. She's missing. He calls the police. The 999 call is awful. You can hear the fear in his voice, but he's, you can hear he's trying to remain calm, and he's trying to sort of sound like, oh, teenagers, you know, but you can hear our worry.
He's panicked.
Because she, it really wasn't like her. She was very, she liked, she was very homely, wasn't she? She was like a homebird.
Loved
she
her bedroom.
And like quite obedient to sort of my, like, the rules of the household rules and so on.
I mean, she was a good girl, for want of a better phrase. So she's missing. Darren calls the police. The police don't seem to take it that seriously.
No, because they immediately go, have you checked with all your family? Because they'll immediately think, run away, don't they?
So I would assume that everybody says, oh, no, my kid would never run away. It's not, they don't like that. But she really wasn't like that. Like, she didn't, I couldn't find any, like, behavioural problems, no rebellion, really, nothing.
No. Plus, she'd been texting her boyfriend in the day about meeting up as well, hadn't she?
Yeah, because he came round, didn't he? He came round looking for her because she hadn't replied to any of his text messages from the previous day.
Or social media, nothing on social media.
Nothing on social media. Which was, you know, a massive red flag, wasn't it? Because everybody knew that she was very present on social media. And even the dad, Darren, he'd posted on social media. He'd posted on Facebook, hadn't he? To say that she's missing and if anybody's, you know, seen her and stuff. So
they were very proactive, actually, as a family. They printed up missing posters and went out and posted the area, like, straight away, like they were on it. They did the usual press conference, obviously.
And
we all know what that's for.
And I think you can see, you know, the relationship between Darren and his wife, Angie, they are solid as a rock and were throughout. Like, just didn't change. Like, their attitude and their, you know, their body language towards one another never, ever changed. Even when it all comes out, what happened, you know, and, you know, they stuck by each other and, you know, they lost family members due to staying together because of, you know, the aftermath. It's insane.
Absolutely crazy.
So they start doing searches, don't they, of like local woodland and the nature reserve.
The standard stuff.
The standard stuff, and they start the hashtag on.
But this is after 48 hours. Media. This is not even straight away. They took ages to do anything.
They started the hashtag Find Becky as well on social media. And they got a major crime unit involved as well. And that's when, because they'd spoken to pretty much everybody, hadn't they, apart from Nathan and Shauna.
Because they were proving very difficult to catch up with.
And their stories neatly, very neatly mirrored one another.
Too perfect.
So when you watch the interrogation footage of this, Nathan, but particularly Shauna, the way she's sitting in that chair.
Honestly.
Like, prim and proper.
And she smirked throughout the whole thing.
It was her smirking face. Smiling. I was like, Okay. I don't know if she thought that would like to appear like friendly and helpful. Like, I don't know what it was, but to smile the whole way through it, I was like,
I think I think it was an involuntary action. I think it was involuntary. I don't think she realised she was smirking.
Yeah, I think she was enjoying the whole thing.
Yeah, I do as well, but I think I think she couldn't hide it, and I don't think she was aware that she couldn't hide it.
Yeah.
Because the way she was saying things and, you know, the tone and the language and everything that she was saying just didn't marry up with her body language and like the smirk and everything. And I'm not surprised the police caught on to her.
No, me either.
So
obviously they're both like everyone they've interviewed the friends, they've interviewed all the family in much the same way. Only obviously they were all voluntarily coming into the station to speak to the police to, you know, help.
Yeah.
So Nathan, in contrast to Shauna, looks like
he's been through hell.
He
looks like he hasn't slept. He looks
in
like
in years.
In years. Yeah.
I mean, just to clarify, I forgot to mention that he'd completely quit working because he claimed he had fibromyalgia.
Brilliant.
Which so I looked up a little bit about fibromyalgia, obviously, because you see that for some reason. I see that a lot with people on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, see a lot of people that are always going on about having fibromyalgia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's quite a new diagnosis, isn't it?
Yeah, like because it's not really a diagnosis, is it?
Well,
as I found out.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Fibromyalgia, if you're not familiar, is phantom pain, basically. Yeah. It's your brain, they think, misfiring because they can't test for it and they can't see it. And they can't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of this thing.
Yeah.
Like phantom pain.
Yeah. My dad was like, my dad's been diagnosed with fibromyalgia because he's had years and years of testing. And it got to the point where it's like, there's two different types of fibromyalgia and something else that's very similar.
Right. And so that is what I was going to say. Sorry, just quick. But exactly what you just said with fibromyalgia, it's not a diagnosis, it's what's left. So once they rule out everything else that it could possibly be, they go, well, guess it's fibromyalgia.
That's
I'm probably saying that wrong. You see what I'm saying?
Fibromyalgia. Yeah, no, that's right. Because even though he give up work for it, but you don't, you're only in very, very, very extreme proven cases you actually get benefits for it because there's no way of actually
proving
that you can't work for it because you could play on it. If you did have fibromyalgia, you could play on it and be like, oh no, I'm in too much pain to work. But if you have it, it's really serious and really painful.
Yeah.
Your brain's not working properly. But if you don't, you can make out that you have exactly as Nathan probably was.
Yeah.
I also read that it's extremely rare in men.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's more of a female.
Females are far, far more percentage affected with it than men.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, it's never into women's problems, is it?
It's an autoimmune thing.
Interesting. Yeah, super interesting. I mean, I personally suspect he was lying.
Oh, he's 100% lying.
Think he was lying.
Because he was also claiming a bad back, which is another notorious thing to diagnose properly.
Yeah.
Speaking of someone with a really bad back.
Yeah.
Like, incidentally, doesn't stop me doing anything. I just get on with my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're able to move and things like that, but yeah, you know, it's one of those things, isn't it? It's hard to diagnose the cause of the problem. Like my mum, she's got a really bad back, and it's been off and on for years and years and years. And I've got other family members that they have problems with their back, and it's like, it's so common as well. Yeah. And there's so many different things that it could be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just insane. Insane.
Yep. But this made, basically, I just think he was a lazy fucker.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't.
Seemed to have a fair amount of money, though.
Yes. Yeah, where did all the money come from?
God knows, because they had a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't think circular saws are that cheap.
No, they're not. This is where I'm going to come in handy. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. It's DIY. DIY corner with Paul now.
No, I have a tool fetish. McAllister are just B&Q's budget range of tools. You can get those McAllister skill saws for like 30 quid.
A circular saw?
Yeah, yeah. They're not that expensive. They're just McAllister ones.
Wow. I love that you know
the
brand.
Is that what they use?
I love that you know McAllister. The brand.
I know all tool brands. I'm a tool nerd.
I'm a tool nerd.
Brilliant. I love it. Have you got like names for your spanners? Like, oh, this is Jeffrey.
I work mostly with wood, so I don't really have a lot of use for spanners. I do have spanners, but don't use them much. Oh, plumbing. I did a bit of plumbing recently. I used them there. Anyway.
Amazing. Love it.
Back to the toilet again.
Just going back to the case, I'll take it back. But he didn't.
Thanks.
Nathan didn't work, did he?
No.
So
neither did Shauna.
No, I know. Yeah, no, she's a lazy fucker as well. But he
trash,
just trash, just trash.
I love that phrase. Just trash.
What do the kids say? She's for the streets.
Yeah. She's from the streets.
So was he getting, there was his money coming from benefits then? Because
yeah,
he managed to get it.
I would imagine so.
So
yeah.
As you said, like, well, I didn't know, but obviously you said it's hard to get benefits for fibromyalgia because you can't prove it.
Yeah.
So he couldn't have been getting benefits from that. So it must have just been.
Well, they would have had child benefit because they had a kid, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true. That ain't much, though, is it?
I have no idea. No idea.
I don't know. He might have got, to be fair, he might have got the pay. It's not a thing. It's just, it is hard to get it. You do have to.
And he wouldn't have got it in that short space of time, would he?
Bye.
No, but I think it had been a while that he'd bumming out, not working.
Okay.
Because Angie, the mom, Nathan's mom, she got multiple sclerosis, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So whether he was sort of like, mum gets payments, if I can get payments.
Shauna was getting paid to be her carer for a certain amount of time, which she was not doing, incidentally. She was just taking the money. Yeah.
So there'd have been some money coming from that. Because I think that's not too bad, to be fair, really. For not doing anything.
I mean,
she wasn't doing anything.
They could have made a lot of money selling the crap that's congregating in the hallway and all over the fucking house.
It was like an episode of Hoarders. It made me feel physically sick. I do not like clutter. I don't like dirt. And the whole, it was both. It was disgusting.
No.
Except for one room.
I did like that when they mentioned the room that they panned the camera to the other side and was like, oh yes, there's the shithole bit. We might
want to mention by this point Nathan had caved and completely owned up.
Yeah, he did. That was it. They didn't tell him though, did they? Because when they searched the house, so this is Becky's home, so this is Darren and Angie's house, they found blood on the door frame,
on her bedroom door frame,
and there was a fingerprint in the blood. And after a couple of months of testing, they found out that the DNA, the blood, was Becky's and the fingerprint was Nathan's. But they rearrested him. And that was the interview that they did. And after that is when he made the statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, read through his lawyer while he sat with his fingers in his ears.
The cheeky cunt had the nerve to say, do I have to listen to you read it out
Yeah. Put his fingers in his ears, didn't
I? I wanted to punch my monitor out when I saw him say that. Honestly.
Yeah. Because he was arrested for kidnapping, wasn't he? They arrested him. Once they had that, they arrested him for kidnapping, wasn't it? Because in case she was alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't know. They didn't know at that point, did they?
Yeah.
But there was a reason that they thought that he might have been into kidnapping.
Yes.
Yes.
We will get onto that because that comes after the whole, well, not the whole thing, but yeah, it comes out after. And Shauna at this point is still denying her involvement in everything, isn't she?
She's completely distancing herself from it. Yeah.
I feel like you're missing something out. And she's just looking, she's pretending to have a think, looking off into the distance, going, no. And it's like, I feel like there is something you want to admit to. I feel like I've covered everything.
She said, I'm just trying to think if something was out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Also, she
weird turn of phrase.
Whenever she spoke about Becky, she said past tense was. She always said Becky was.
I do wonder about that because that comes up a lot in these cases. And all right, it nearly always turns out to be the case. But
yeah.
If I'm thinking someone's missing, in my head, they're dead. So I would probably refer to someone missing in a past tense.
See, I'm very conscious of like the language and the choice of words. And I have to be like, I want to make sure it's correct and it's not misinterpreted.
Yeah.
Like I have to do this. I have to do this for my job. Like I have to call out facts and I have to back those facts up with evidence.
Right.
So it's very similar to like a police investigation. I have to do those things. So I'm very conscious of the language, the words and tense as well. But yeah, I thought that was really telling that she was talking about Becky in the past tense.
Yeah. I don't know if I am. I don't know if I'm that conscious. I think I would mix up the two. I think I would use like...
Yeah, and it's... I would say this,
or Paul was like this, or...
Yeah, I think it's very common.
And if someone was to turn around to me and go, Paul was, and I'd be like, I mean, he is. I don't know. He could be the chaps. What are you asking me for? I don't know. I don't think I'm that conscious of it.
Yeah. Because especially if, like, I've listened to enough true crime podcasts and enough, news reports to know that if someone's gone missing and it's been over 24 hours, it's been 48 hours, it's rare they're coming back alive.
Yeah, definitely. After 48 hours, I think it's safe to say that you're not gonna find them, or you will find them and they're not alive, basically. Yeah.
So that's the point I would be coming from with that knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would probably use the past tense. I'm gonna get myself in trouble one of these days. I really hope Duffy never goes missing.
They go to Shauna and Nathan's house before he confesses, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they go to the house, there's shit everywhere.
Oh my God, they couldn't get in the front door.
Yeah, they couldn't get in the front door. They didn't even realise there was a downstairs toilet because there was just crap in the hallway.
Yeah.
So forensics had just an incredible task of gathering evidence. And this is where they find the DIY receipts for B&Q for the circular saw, the trash bags, the goggles. They went to numerous different supermarkets. They went to Wilco. They went to Sainsbury's.
That's for cling film, wasn't it?
Yeah, for cling film and rubble bags and things like that as well. It's when they go upstairs and they go in the bathroom that they go in, and I think as they walked in the door, they were met with more junk and crap and just piles.
But it's not like you picture. You know when you picture a hoarder, I always picture piles of newspaper. And
yeah,
like,
books, magazines.
It's not like that.
No,
it seems to be all appliances.
Coat hangers. Coat hangers. And
appliances like washing machines. Yeah, and like fridges and
just bizarre. So
there's
a
random mattress against the wall at one point. Yeah.
So like they go into the bathroom and they're met with all this crap directly in front of them, and then to the right is the bath, which is the shiniest, cleanest bath that pretty much looked brand new.
Yeah.
And that's when the investigators were like, hold on a second, this house is a shithole and the bath is pristine.
Yeah, I was not quite impressed. I was like, that's quite clean, you know?
Oh, maybe you can get the secret to getting the fucking limescale off my shower screen. Come down and sort that out.
I know how to get that off.
I've tried everything.
Grease-proof paper.
And what?
Nothing.
You just rub it on there. Really? Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, that's a TikTok.
I'm skeptical. I know. I've got skeptical hippo eyes on that one.
Honestly, on your taps as well, on your stainless steel taps, watermarks. Oh,
the tap's not too bad. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with the water down here, but it's so fucking chalky down south. Yeah,
ours is really hard as well.
It's ridiculous. Like, and the bottom, why the fuck are we talking
about? I don't know. This is so fucking...
What the fuck is
talking about water quality in our local area now. Brilliant.
It's a bugbear of mine.
The bath was pristine, clean. So along with the DIY receipts, that's when they obtained the CCTV. And lo and behold, Nathan is seen buying a circular saw and the other items.
And the other items,
Yes.
It did make me laugh that they went to, though. They went to like Asda and then there was Wilco, and then randomly we're like, oh, but the cling film, we need to get that from Sainsbury's.
As a Sainsbury's shopper, I can tell you that Sainsbury's cling film is clingy.
It does does what it says on the box, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does wrap sandwiches.
It just felt like it was just this is just me being classist again. I am odd. Guys, I am not posh, really. I don't claim to be posh.
She just thinks she is. That's the problem.
If only you could see the tiara she's wearing.
Yeah, she's got a tiara, a fur-lined gown.
Big medallion that says princess on it.
Oh, my fucking God. If I ever wear that, I'll give you permission to shoot me. Fucking hell.
Oh, brilliant. So that's when he's arrested for murder, following the confession and everything. And they find the basically dismembered body of Becky in like a random house on the street,
few random houses.
Yeah, in the shed.
Yeah, friends, he says.
Friends, so
he went around to random people and asked them if he could hide a bag in their sheds. And they were all just like, yeah, sure.
I mean,
I know, as if you want permission now.
If that was me, I'd say, no. What's in the bag? And why do you want to hide it here?
Yeah.
Well, and why would I do that?
Yeah, we would, just for your own. Well, they ended up, didn't they end up getting prosecuted for something?
Yes,
because of that. The charges,
but there was multiple people arrested, wasn't there? Hang on, let's just go back a bit because let's talk about the confession.
Let's go back a lot. Yeah,
let's talk about the confession because
this is brilliant.
Just fucking what? I was
the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It is but it turned out that it was bullshit.
Well, obviously.
So he says words to the effect, this is not verbatim, but words to the effect of he wanted to scare and kidnap Becky, basically to teach her a lesson because of the behaviour that she displayed towards his mother, so Angie. So in his car, he had a large bag, a stun device, handcuffs, tape and a mask.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
You know that this is where this is where it gets really stupid, right? So his explanation is, he said he knocked on Becky's bedroom door and she said, and I quote, "What?" or "Hello?" or something. And then he said, "Can I see you for a minute?" And she came to the door and that's when he attacked her, right? So during the attack, Yeah. His mask came off and she recognized him, so he panicked and killed her.
Yeah.
Did she not realize who it was when he spoke at the door?
Well, clearly not, Paul. Clearly not.
I mean, what the fuck is he saying here? Also, if I knew someone for longer than a week, if they'd run at me with a mask on, I'd know who it was.
Yeah.
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 Let alone someone I'd more or less grown up with.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just just absolutely idiotic. Absolutely idiotic. But yeah, that was obviously found to be a load of absolute horseshit.
Because he had a fetish, didn't he?
Let's talk about everything that was found on the devices. So we've got, I think there was laptops. How did they have multiple phones?
Right.
These people are living in shit and they've got multiple phones.
Yep.
At some point, I want to discuss
the logistics of cutting someone up with a skill saw, right?
Okay.
DIY corner.
We'll circle back to that. What was we going to talk about?
Multiple phones and laptops
and tablets.
Let's talk about the text message that Shauna sent Nathan when he was dismembering her. Because she says, "What time do you finish work?" LOL in capital letters.
She's disgusting.
She fucking trash.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she was the driving force behind it, personally.
Do you know what? I came to that conclusion as well.
He comes off like a whipped whipping boy, basically.
I think he confided in her about this young girl kidnap porn thing fetish, and she jumped on it and was like, yes. And she fueled it.
Can we discuss the text messages? I'm so excited.
Let's go.
This is how stupid these two are. They're always so stupid.
They're all stupid now. Just ridiculous.
Yeah. So have you got them written down anywhere?
I think I wrote down a few. Yeah. So the phones and the computers were analysed. She deleted a load of messages.
Yeah.
But they related to, basically kidnapping a young girl and doing whatever the hell they liked, basically.
Yep. So there was a text message from Shauna to Nathan that said, I saw a pretty girl in the shop today. I wanted to knock her out and drag her home. LOL. XOXO. That's not a normal fucking thing to text somebody.
No.
So he replied with, "What's almost? Get it done, bitch." XOXO.
Fair enough. Romance is not bad.
Fucking hell.
But there were loads of stuff like this. Like, one of his text messages was something about bring me home to pretty schoolgirls.
Yes. Just depraved.
Yeah.
Fucking depraved.
So this was the fantasy of theirs. They were into this. This was a plan.
Yeah. It's premeditated.
Yep.
Yeah. 100% premeditated. I think he might not have liked Becky, but I think she was an easy target to fulfill that fantasy.
But you've also got to wonder whether he hated her a bit too much.
I think it's an absolute mixture of things, to be honest, because I also think there was a little bit of maybe resentment or jealousy there. Like, he lived with his nan Angie and Becky got on really, really well, and Becky lived in the house with them. She basically treated her like she was her daughter.
I think he had a thing for her,
and I also think he had a thing for her. Yep.
And I think the hatred was all part of it, because he got off on that. He got off on torturing.
I think that also that Shauna didn't like her. So that was another, so Shauna kind of wanted rid of her because she didn't like her. They both had this underage girl fetish thing. I think there was resentment there. I think there was the sexual motivation, like, from the hatred and the...
Yeah.
I think it was such a cesspit of different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. cesspit is a great word.
And we still don't really know what happened, like the actual killing.
Well,
we've only got Nathan's explanation of it, but he was trying to keep Shauna out of it, so we don't know what actually happened.
I think they do. I thought they explained that.
No, because she's never confessed to anything. So...
Oh, she hasn't. No, but I thought they explained that he attacked her in the room. He suffocated her, didn't he? He strangled her.
Well, that's what he said.
But that was the cause of death. The pathologist actually said that the cause of death was likely suffocation.
Yeah, but you've got to wonder
whether Shauna had involvement in it.
Yeah. Oh,
like in the actual
sorry.
Death, I mean. Like, yeah. We don't know what actually, we've only got his account of it. And he was trying to protect Shauna by keeping her out of it.
Yeah.
So we don't really know what happened.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Yeah, maybe.
We don't know the real
story. That's interesting, that is, isn't it? Like, he was trying to protect Shauna. She had no interest in particularly protecting.
Oh, none at all.
She was more interested in protecting herself. Yet she was.
She was
younger.
Yeah.
You think that. And it seems like he groomed her, but she was obviously more manipulative than.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because she was cold in those interviews.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
Yeah.
You know, all okay upstairs, if you get
no,
my
yeah, well, I got that. Yeah, like, yeah, I get
I think
that
he was easily led.
It very easily led, yeah.
And easily
I think
manipulated.
He was, yeah, I think he was quite swept up in with her, and he let her walk all over him, basically.
Because
he
cries in the interviews multiple times, like sobs.
Oh,
like
proper.
Real, genuine.
Really, yeah. Cause,
sobs.
Yeah.
I don't think at Becky's death, I think at being caught and the fact that he knows him and Shauna had done, because he gets annoyed when the police officer interviewing him says her name.
Yeah.
He asks her not to say her name, like, because it's upsetting him too much. Like, fucking hell.
Oh, what a fucking shame.
Yeah.
Jesus. Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
It must be so hard, because obviously the police have got to keep him on side, so they can't piss him off. And that police officer, she's saying like, oh, she said, I'm sorry, I'm not intentionally saying a name, I'm just tired, you know, we've been here a long time.
Yeah,
because she wants as much from him as possible, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's got to keep him talking.
They try and sort of get him on side at one point, don't they? So they keep that befriending thing to keep him talking.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. We do only have his account for it. But...
Yeah, you're right. The pathology report said that she sustained over 40 injuries and she fought for her life.
Yeah. Yeah, good on her too.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was small. She was a small
16-year-old. She was tiny. Yeah, she was tiny. After the suffocation, she was stabbed 15 times.
But why was she stabbed?
To release all the bodily fluids.
To drain her. Because Nathan said he'd seen it on an episode of CSI.
Yeah.
Oh, they watched a YouTube video though, hadn't they?
Oh my God, yeah, I forgot about that.
Is this the...
Do you want to hide a body?
Yeah,
I watched earlier though, to be fair. Because I didn't know what it was. And I was like, oh. And then like... Always remember to delete your Google history, come in my head and I was like, should I watch this? Am I going to get flagged? And then I was like, oh, I'm too curious. So I did.
Yeah, it's just a meme, really, isn't it? It's
parody.
Do you want to hide a body parody of
Do you want to build a snowman?
Do you want to build a snowman? It's great. I find that song hilarious.
Yeah, I'd not heard it before.
It's just the last bit before he can decay. It's funny.
But it's funny because we're not likely to go out and hide a fucking body.
Exactly.
Weird thing to watch if that's what, if you're looking for advice. It's like, not a guide.
And that was her that searched that too.
It was her.
That's how they figured she was complicit in the whole thing.
Another
way, DNA.
DNA, because this came later on. So after they discovered Becky's dismembered body and everything, they still couldn't tie Shauna to the actual crime. So the only DNA evidence linking them to the scene was only Nathan's at this point.
Yep.
And it wasn't until that they found the body parts in the bags and everything is that they found Shauna's DNA on one of the pairs of goggles and some of the bags.
Yep.
So she ended up being charged. She got charged with manslaughter, not murder.
I know, that's
but
weird.
But she did purchase the stun guns. She was found to be purchased weeks before.
Yeah, and other things. Like, this was a plot.
It was. Absolutely. Yeah.
So to have got manslaughter, I really don't like it when it's the whole, like, harsher sentence than women type thing. But I was kind of a little bit like, I feel like in this case, she should have got murder.
Yeah.
The thing is, if it hadn't been Becky, it would have been someone else at some point.
It's very true.
Oh, absolutely.
And if they got
away with this, it would have been another one at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God they were fucking stupider.
Yeah, thank God.
What was going through their heads when they put rucksacks with body parts in their friend's sheds? What was their plan for that?
Well, they covered it. They was hoping that it was just going to disappear because they covered it in cat litter and salt crystals.
I mean, that's mad.
Hoping that it was just never going to be discovered.
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane. Did you hear that 2 years prior to Becky's murder that Nathan had explained to her that how he was going to kill her?
Wait, kill who?
Becky.
What, he said that to Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Paul is so shocked.
Paul was so shocked, listeners, that he just left the chat. 2 years prior to Becky's death, apparently Nathan had explained to Becky in graphic detail how he planned to murder her.
That is fucking crazy.
2 years before.
So she would have been
14.
So fucking how do we hell. Know that? Who yeah. told?
One of the other people that were arrested in connection with it.
Ah.
Christ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how you would cut someone up with skill saw.
Okay.
With a cut depth of about 200 mil. And that McAllister one, they've got tiny, they come with tiny blades. They're like,
hold on. What? Sorry. 200 mil. That's it. That's the depth of the blade.
The depth of a blade on a circular saw is only about 200 mil, yeah. Unless you've got a plunge saw, but that's a different tool altogether, pretty much.
Oh, my God, that must have taken him fucking hours.
Right. And also, I'm damn sure that saw didn't get through the entire job without breaking, because they're not expensive. They're cheaply made. And that would have been saturated in blood, even if you had let that body drain. Because you're not letting that body drain for 5 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
I guarantee that didn't get through the entire job. Oh, there's no way. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm just literally thinking about being in that situation and trying to dismember a body in a bathtub. Yeah.
So keep
with the blood
mind,
and everything would be slipping everywhere.
Yeah, you'd want a DeWalt or a Makita, like a reticulating saw, not a circular saw.
Paul is now giving recommendations on how to dismember a body.
Oh no, oh my God, no. Jesus Christ. Just what to use.
Just what to use. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have a
this, do you know what this is like? Do you know what this is like? This is like the scene in The Wire with Snoop when she's buying the fucking nail gun. It's like that. That's what it's like.
I really need to watch
The Wire.
Oh my
God, I will send you the clip of Snoop buying the fucking nail gun in the DIY store because she's got this shitty little like battery powered thing that just keeps like they keep leaving it in the truck. And it keeps running. When they come to use it, it's dead. The battery's dead. So she wants to get like a really expensive, she wants to get a better one. And she's talking to the sales guy about this fucking nail gun. And like he's talking about, oh, this is the highest caliber you can get without having a recoil. And he's like, do you know what recoil is? And she's like, yeah, the kickback. Yeah, I know what it is. And it's just literally like 3 or 4 minutes of just.
I do wish I'd watched The Wire when The Wire was TV. A thing, though.
The Wire is one of the best TV shows of all time.
I wish I had watched it.
I guarantee, Sam, that you would love The Wire. Anyway, back to the murder. Where are we up to?
We're dismembering.
Oh yeah, you were talking about
your advising
circular saw recommendations.
Yeah.
No, not circular saw. Don't use a circular saw. Use a reticulating saw. It's the only thing that will do it. Yeah.
I don't know what. My fellow as a carpenter is going to be very disappointed in me because I'm like, I don't know the difference.
That was it. Shauna said in the trial that that she was scared of Nathan.
Yeah, sure she was.
Trying to play the victim.
Yeah,
she owned him. There was no way she was scared of him.
She did, yeah. So they, I mean, the jury didn't deliberate for very long, 3 hours, and convicted Nathan of, so he was found guilty of murder and got minimum of 33 years. And Shauna was found guilty of manslaughter and she got 17 years. They both appealed. But they lost them immediately, by all accounts. So,
the judge cried at this.
He did,
place,
yeah. The judge cried. Such
An unheard of thing.
Even the police detective.
Yeah,
the police detective was saying, like, when they found the bags of bodies, body parts, he said, like, that will stay with him for the rest of his life.
And he was quite young.
Yeah, he was quite young.
He was quite young, he was.
And that doesn't surprise me, because I don't know, I saw a beheading, one of those beheading videos once.
Oh, I remember you saying,
It will not leave my brain. Like, even now, occasionally, it pops back in there, like, and that's only a video,
It's one of the things I used to talk of, like, wish you'd never seen. I can't believe I did not know about this case, and I was like, it was only 2015. Like, I was like, where was I? How did I miss this? It was the media coverage on it.
It was insane. Massive.
It was huge, and it's so grim, and it's so twisted as well for it to turn out to be her stepbrother, and it's insane. I was like, I've not heard of it at all.
I was just going to say, even when I started watching the first documentary, not having Googled it or anything like that, as soon as they started to mention the stepbrother, I was like, it's the stepbrother. I don't know why. I just, as soon
as you've only got to look at him.
They hadn't even mentioned anything. But the photo was from the wedding between the parents.
Yeah.
And I
actually forgot to mention that he was, again, normal. After he met Shauna, he stopped bathing.
What?
Yeah. He was, up until he met her, he was well-groomed, well-turned out. He was, like, you know, proud of himself, took care of himself. After he met her, when he started to come around, he would smell like in bar for days. Like, his hair would just be all messy and unkempt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was just
That's a clear sign of mental abuse. Not taking care of yourself, surely.
You've seen the house.
Yeah. That's, oh my God, no, I didn't read that. Oh my God.
It is interesting that he had started to, obviously he got himself a job and, you know, he was groomed at this point and, you know, and then all of a sudden, just the polar opposite. So, it is an interesting point with the accident. I don't know whether I like the idea of purely blaming it on that, but it is a...
I know what you mean.
It could have been a factor.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if he had a head injury. I don't know. But I did wonder, like, it did seem a bit like...
It's definitely a possibility.
Something flipped, though, didn't it? Like,
at some point, for sure. Whether it was her, whether it was meeting her, or... It must have been there anyway because of the hanging around with children thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because he'd done it before he met Shauna anyway, hadn't
he? Yeah, so he obviously had a thing for young girls anyway.
Yeah. That was the murder of Becky Watts.
Yeah. I apologise about my excitement.
Next episode will be episode 37, and it's my choice. Now, this is a very recent one. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, we have to do this one. We have to do it. So next episode, we are going to talk about Shay Groves.
Oh, nice.
who
so weird you should say that
who murdered her boyfriend Frankie Fitzgerald very recently. Why is that weird? Were you going to choose it as well?
Nope, because today I was watching a YouTube video about that and I didn't know a thing about it until today. And now you've just said that.
I discovered it a couple of weeks ago and the story just came up. I think it was on Twitter or something. And I was like, what the hell is this? And the more I read, I was like, okay, I've got to do this one.
Yeah.
I've got to do this one. I'm not going to say any more because I don't want to spoil it. So you're going to have to listen to the next episode to find out. Don't Google. Don't be one of those people. You found it, Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you familiar with it?
I'm not familiar with it. It looks interesting, though.
Yeah, I wasn't either. Like, how this one passed me by. This is like you and Becky Watts.
Is it the striking mugshot of Shay that has intrigued you?
No, there's a line about it that I won't say.
I bet it's the same line that I read.
The imagery is not. I'm not saying anything because I'm judgmental.
She's not the sort of person I would have thought of as. Anyway, we'll do this next time. Just go straight into it now.
Just go straight. To be fair, I've had the article open on my desktop throughout the whole of this episode, and I keep looking at it, going, I've had to consciously like not say anything about it because I keep looking at it. So yeah, next episode will be Shay Groves. And on that note, listeners, always remember to delete your Google history.